I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 19th. A person has died after being shot by officers at a popular walking spot in Weymouth yesterday afternoon. Shooting occurred at Webb State Park on River Street at about 4 p.m. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office said Weymouth police responded to a call for service and found a person with a knife who appeared to be in distress. Officers shot the person and immediately rendered medical aid. That person was transported to South Shore Hospital, where they succumbed to their injuries. The identity is not being released, but sources say a man in his 20s was discovered in a park restroom trying to take his own life. A passerby allegedly walking in on him and called 911. Sources said when police arrived, the man lunged at an officer with a knife and the officer shot him. The shooting is being investigated by the state police and the district attorney's office. Proposals to repeal the pay raises of the mayor and city councilors remains in the Quincy City Council Ordinance Committee, as councilors did not take a vote on the proposals this week. City Solicitor Jim Timmons told the councilors that they could defer the raises by writing a letter to that effect. But Ward 5 Councilor Maggie McKee, chair of the Ordinance Committee, questioned whether that would achieve the committee's goal. Timmons cautioned that voting to repeal the raises would totally eliminate the salaries for the mayor and city councilors. The mayor's salary increase has been deferred until 2028. However, councilors' pay raises took effect this year. Some councilors are donating the additional funds to charities or placing the additional funds in escrow accounts until the matter has been resolved. Quincy Public Schools was recognized at the March meeting of the Massachusetts Board of Early Education and Care for its work expanding access to high-quality preschool through the Commonwealth Preschool Partnership Initiative. The initiative supports partnerships between school districts and community-based providers to expand affordable preschool opportunities and strengthen early learning programs. In Quincy, the initiative brings together Quincy Public Schools and several long-standing local partners, including the South Shore YMCA, State Street Early Learning Center, Campus Kinder House, and QCAP Head Start, to better align curriculum, expand services, and support students as they transition into kindergarten. Through the collaboration, Quincy Public Schools has also expanded support for young learners with diverse needs, including placing a full-time speech and language pathologist in community-based preschool settings and partnering with the South Shore Autism Center to provide specialized services. The Department of Public Utilities held its first of several public hearings in Lowell last night, allowing National Grid gas customers a chance to tell state regulators face-to-face what they think of the company's request for a nearly 10% rate hike. Frustrated utility customers, from those struggling to keep up with utility bills to union workers who work on the state's gas lines, gathered to voice their frustrations over skyrocketing gas bills. In January, National Grid filed plans with the state to increase gas rates by $342 million, which would take effect next January. Gas customers shared their opinions with DPU commissioners about National Grid's proposal to increase the gas rates by nearly 10%. National Grid's president, Lisa Weiland, addressed the crowd, saying the over 50-year-old gas distribution system needs to be updated. The hike would pay for new gas pipes installed over the last several years and for National Grid to recover $14 million in charges it was forced to waive last winter after failing to bill thousands of gas customers. DPU has scheduled a series of public hearings and is accepting public comment by mail through April 30th. The next hearing will be this coming Monday night at 7 p.m. at North Quincy High School. More than 20 Transportation Security Administration workers at Logan Airport have quit since the start of the partial government shutdown, according to the workers' union. Overall, more than 30 TSA workers have quit across New England, according to the Local 2617. Massport said it was not seeing any staffing issues at Logan Airport, but would notify the public if it started to see delays. Overall, 366 TSA officers have quit since the start of the shutdown, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Earlier this week, the CEOs of the nation's top airlines asked Congress in an open letter to restore funding to the Department of Homeland Security and embrace a bipartisan solution to pay federal aviation workers, including airport security officers, during the shutdown. The CEOs said that with spring break in full swing, FIFA's World Cup 2026 approaching, and celebrations for America's 250th birthday throughout the year, the stakes are high. The letter said that U.S. airlines expect 171 million passengers this spring. Well, the Massachusetts House approving a $1.8 billion spending bill yesterday, fueled mainly by the millionaire's tax. The bill includes $1.3 billion in surplus tax revenue dedicated towards education and transportation, and $507 million in general fund dollars to replenish accounts that are running out of money and fund other priorities. Most of the surtax money, $885 million, would go towards transportation, while education accounts would get $417 million under the bill. Most of the transportation funding would go to the MBTA, $740 million in total. That amount includes $525 million for a deficiency reserve, $125 million for a workforce and safety reserve, $60 million for infrastructure work focused on the core subway system, $20 million for low-income fare programs, and $10 million for water transportation infrastructure. Apart from the T, the bill includes $50 million for snow and ice costs at the tail end of what's shaping up as the most expensive year for winter storm cleanup in years, $25 million for workforce development at regional transit authorities, $30 million towards a sustainable aviation fuel tax credit, and $30 million for MassDOT service investments. On the education side, the bill includes $150 million for special education circuit breaker costs, $150 million for early education costs, $20 million towards an endowment match for UMass and state universities, $18 million in financial aid supplements, and $20 million to help schools with clean energy upgrades. And about $54 million goes towards reconciling the fiscal 2025 deficiencies racked up by the sheriff's offices. The House said its bill includes $54 million, representing half of the fiscal 2025 shortfall, and includes requirements that sheriffs report on the proposed usage of those funds. There's also a $10 million outlay for expenses related to this summer's World Cup matches in Foxborough. Investigators are asking the public for help identifying a pair of dirt bike riders who allegedly caused thousands of dollars in damage to a local golf course. Police in Easton say the riders damaged the Easton Country Club on Purchase Street while trespassing on the property on Sunday. The department shared surveillance images of the dirt bikers ripping up the grass of the golf course. Both were found trespassing and causing thousands of dollars in damage, according to the Post. Both suspects were last seen in the area of Prospect Street, where they entered the railroad tracks, according to police. Anybody with information or who recognizes the dirt bikes is urged to contact Easton Police. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down, the Dow dropping 768 points, the NASDAQ lost 327, and the S&P fell 91. Shares also retreated in Asia after the slump on Wall Street. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil has shot up to $114 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Golden State 120-99. And they'll be in Memphis tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are home tonight at 7 against the Jets. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly cloudy, high of 43 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 28. Sun and clouds tomorrow, high of 54. Saturday, some morning clouds, and then some afternoon sun, high 57. It's like some afternoon showers on Sunday, high 54. For the boater, waves about a foot, a southeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 12:25 p.m. Sunrise 6:48, sets at 6:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 19th.